Right now, a judge has put a hold on a proposed tire-to-energy plant while the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency takes another look at it. The plant would be located in the small southeastern Minnesota community of Preston. It has been approved there by the City Council. Citizens Against Pollution President Linda Griggs says people in Wisconsin should be as worried about air pollution as those living around Preston.
The prevailing winds from Preston blow right in this direction. So I think people all over the region need to be concerned about this.
Griggs wants an environmental impact study of the plant. She hopes the judge's ruling will bring that about. So does Southeastern Minnesota's For Environmental Protection President Kathleen Atwood. Atwood's organization sued to get the study after MPCA declined to do one.
An EIS does look at the economic and social problems that could be caused by this plant. For instance, southeastern Minnesota has the Root River Recreational Trail, and the two largest economies in this region are tourism and agriculture. And both of those have the potential to be heavily impacted by this plant.
But the developer calls that misinformation. Robert Mouse says his plant will yield scrap steel and electric energy. Mouse says it will also create jobs and boost the economy.
I believe that a $50 million plant with a $2 million a year payroll that pays the city of Preston $100,000 a year to use its utilities, and the fact that they don't have to spend one dime to improve their infrastructure, that's not all bad.
Citizens Against Pollution is trying to stir up support to convince the state's Pollution Control Agency to order the environmental impact study. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.